This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. More than 300 people recently marched in Billings, Montana, to raise awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women in the state. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Marchers gathered on the Montana State University Billings campus and walked down the city's main drag. The march is part of a series of such demonstrations across Montana, drawing attention to the high number of missing Indigenous people left unfound and murder cases left unsolved. Shauna Cooper, who's Northern Cheyenne and active in Billings' Indigenous community, was one of the march organizers. She said there's a lack of data about how many women and girls are missing from reservations.
Data is how you get money to help for issues. We can bring so much attention to this, but when it comes down to it, we need money to help us with prevention, with tracking, and of course, getting a database.
Some of the marchers are mourning or searching for those they've lost. People held signs with the names and faces of their loved ones. Frances knows his gun. From the Crow Reservation, is still searching for her younger sister, Frida Knows His Gun. She wants law enforcement to do more when they get a report of a missing person.
I think that when they file the missing persons report, I think they should, from police department to police department.
Native American communities are also taking action into their own hands. Lame Deer activist Dean Wallingbull has been organizing marches following the discovery of the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott last year. Since then, he said, the community on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation has turned to word of mouth and social media when someone goes missing.
If they go missing, we're looking for them.
Marchers ended in a park downtown. There, Billings City Councilor Penny Ronning encouraged those present to vote and make change in their communities.
Elect the people on your local community that are going to help make those changes happen.
State legislators are considering several bills to address the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous people, including one which would establish a missing persons specialist in the state. For National Native News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
Heavy snow has covered tribal lands as a large storm hits the plains and Midwest, where tribes are still trying to recover from spring flooding. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
For the second time in a month, the region is under the effects of a bomb cyclone. The system forces barometric pressure to drop rapidly and causes very powerful winds and a lot of precipitation. The Pine Ridge and Cheyenne River reservations are among those still battling flood damage from last month. National Weather Service meteorologist James Tulkin says his forecast area is getting a large amount of heavy, wet snow.
One of the reports is in Eagle Butte, which had 11 inches, and then down the Watertown had 8.7 as of 2:30 yesterday.
All tribal lands in South Dakota remain under blizzard or winter storm warnings today. Tribal and state officials are advising people to limit travel to avoid hazardous driving conditions. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
The Bay Mills Indian community in Michigan has legalized recreational marijuana, becoming the first tribe in the state to do so. Under the new law, those 21 and older are permitted to use and possess marijuana. The tribal council recently adopted the ordinance allowing its use on the reservation. The tribal law mirrors Michigan's marijuana law. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
My day one.
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 Day one. Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.